弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们在分享神的话语之前，我们来一起祷告。
Before we share God's word, let's pray together.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you and praise you.
是你的恩典，你的怜悯，你把我们这些本该灭亡的罪人从罪恶和死亡中拯救出来。
It's from your grace and mercy.You brought us who are supposed to die to be able to worship you.
主，你赐给我们一个新的生命。
You have given us a new life.
主，你的圣灵也居住在我们里边。
Or your spirit is living among us.
主，让我们有主你的印记，能够成为你的儿女。
So that we can be signed to become your children.
天父，当我们来到你面前来。听你的话语，来分享你的话语之后，求主你圣灵亲自来帮助引导我们。
When we come together to share your words, may your spirit to be leading us.
因为主你的话语是我们脚前的灯路上的光。
Because your word is a lampstand to our feet and also a light ahead of us.
但是我们是如此有限有罪。
But we are limited and we are sinful.
我们没有主你圣灵的引导，我们真的是会不明白你的话语。
We cannot understand your word without the guidance of your spirit.
所以就求主你的圣灵今天就用心在我们中间来帮助我们明白解开你的话语。
May your spirit be in our midst so that we can understand your words.
我们感谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.Amen.
今天我们进入罗马书第十二章。
Today we shall study Romans chapter 12.
罗马书可以说是保罗对福音所做的最全面的一个阐述。
The book of Romans may be considered as the most complete summary of gospel.
它可以分为两个大部分。
It can be split into two parts.
那么一到十一章呢，它主要是这样讲人的罪性、罪带来的后果、神为人预备的救恩，以及人得救的唯一的途径。
Chapter 1 through chapter 11, mainly talk about man's sinful nature and the consequence of sin and salvation that God prepared, and also the only way that people can be saved.
那么保罗把基督很重要的这一部把这个基督信仰很重要的这一部分讲完之后呢，保罗接下来就继续来谈，既然我们蒙了这么大的恩典，有了这个新的生命，那么我们应该活出一个什么样与过去不同的生活呢？
So after Paul explained the important doctrine of Christianity, Paul continues to talk about, since we have so great grace, and we have a new life. What kind of a new life? It should be different from from what we had in the past.
那么这就是十二章到十六章所讲的内容。
This is what it will be talked about in chapter 12 through chapter 16.
所以保罗就告诉我们，重生得救的信徒在成圣过程中该当如何来生活。
So Paul tells us, what a regenerated Christian.Should live during their sanctification process.
我们怎么样在基督里面做一个新造的人？
How we should be a newly made man.
在教会和社会生活中，如何见证我们真的是一个有新生命的人？
How we testify that we are a man with new life in the church and in social society.
那我们都知道呢，一个新出生的婴儿要想身体和心理健康的成长。
We know that a newborn baby, if he wants to grow in both spiritually and psychologically,
那么一方面就是要有父母精心的看顾和养育。
It must be carefully looked after and nurtured by his parents.
那另一方面呢，他就要和父母以及他家里面的兄弟姐妹一起生活在这个家庭的环境中，来操练彼此相爱的。这样的一个家庭生活。
And he also need to practice loving each other with the parents and also with the brothers and sisters in the family.
同样呢，一个重生得救的人也只有在神的教会中，也神的家中，也是在神的教会中。
In the same way, a newly generated man only to be in God's home or is in the church.
那么在神的看顾下，在神的话语的喂养下。
And it should be under God's care, also under the nourishment of God's word.
在和其他弟兄姐妹一起服侍的过程中来学习彼此相爱，属灵的生命才能不断的成长。
Only by learning how to love each other in the same service with other brothers and sisters, his spiritual life can grow continuously.
但是呢，我们也一定要就是承认一件事实。
But we must admit one fact.
就是神把我们不同的人聚集在一个教会中。
God gathers different kinds of people in the church.
那么每一个人呢，个性都不一样。做事的方法也不一样。
Everyone has a single character, and the way he's doing things are different.
有急性的人，有慢性的人。
There are impatient people. There are chronic people.
那么学历、经历、智力、财力，还有背这个社生这个他出生的背景、社会地位都可能不同。
There are difference between their among their education experience.Intellectuals or financial background, all these are different.
那么神把就是把这么一大群人，那么聚集在一起，来共同的来服侍他。
God put such a group of people together in the church to serve for Him.
所以呢，如果我们每个人就是专注在一些事工上
，If everyone just focus on the ministry itself.
我们可能就会，你有你的看法，我有我的看法。
It may happen that you have your opinion and I have my opinion.
你要这样做，他要你那样做。
And you want to do this way and he wants to do different way.
那么是不是神把我们放置在教会一起服事，就是为了完成一些事工呢？
Is the only purpose of God that to accomplish certain ministry that God put us together in the church?
他不是的。
No, it is not.
神把我们放置在一起服事，不只是为了完成一些事工。
God put us to serve together, not only just finish certain ministries.
他更重要的是让我们学习彼此相爱，彼此服事，知道神救恩的宝贵。
More importantly, He wants us to learn how to love each other, how to serve each other, and know the importance of salvation.
愿意顺服圣经教导的原则和圣灵的带领，以至于我们的生命被真实改变，成为神所喜悦的样式。
And we can be obedient to God's the biblical teaching, and also the leader, the guidance of Holy Spirit, so that our life can be truly changed.To be transformed into a likeness that is pleasing to God.
所以呢，我们的生命的改变其实是神把我们放置在教会中一个重要的目的。
So our life in changing is the main purpose that God put us to serve together.
所以今天我们就从两个方面来看一下，在教会中怎样的服事才能讨神的喜悦。
So today we'll learn from two aspects how to serve in the church.Is pleasing to God.
第一，我们首先当把自己呢活当活祭来献给神。
One, we must offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
那是在第一节、第二节。
That's in verse one.
那么第二呢，我们要按照神所赐我们的恩赐来服侍神。
Secondly, serving God according to our gifts.
那么这是第最后的三到第八节。
And this is verse 3-8.
我们就先来看第一部分，我们要把自己当作活祭，首先要献给神。
Let's first look at item 1, offering ourselves to God as a living sacrifice.
第二节，我们先来看第一节，他这里说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，那是理所当然的。
Verse 1, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
那么所以这个词呢放在这儿是表示一个做一个承上启下的一个总结。
Therefore, it's a word that links the context.
因为呢，九到十一节告诉我们了，不管是以色列人还是我们这些外邦人，任何人的得救都是因为神的恩慈和怜悯。
It tells us in chapter 9 through 11, no matter whether you are Israelite or you are a Gentile, anybody have their salvation is because God's mercy and God's grace.
所以呢，我们得救没有我们一点点的功劳，因为神想恩待谁就恩待谁，想怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
So God save us, we have no merit. If God is gracious to whatever He wants to be grateful, and to have mercy on whoever He wants to take mercy.
所以呢，我们得到救恩完全是出于神他自己的慈悲。
So it's only from His grace and love that we can gain salvation.
所以呢，保罗在这儿说：“我以神的慈悲来劝你们。”
That's why Paul says he appealed by the mercies of God.
意思就是说，我们只有正确的了解我们是怎么样的受到了神的恩惠和怜悯。
Meaning that only we understand correctly how we were getting the mercy and also getting grace of God.
我们才会听从保罗给我们下面的一些劝勉。
Then we can listen the exhortations follow.
我们才会以真诚的敬畏之心来敬拜神，来侍奉神，来颂服神。
And then we can worship and serve and obey God with sincere and reverent heart.
我们就下面看一下保罗给我们有哪些的劝勉。
Let's see what kind of exhortation that Paul gave.
那保罗首先他说要将你们身体献上，当作活祭。
It says offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
那么身体呢，在这里不只是说指我们这个肉体。
The body is not only reflecting your flesh.
而是指我们这个全人，要将整个人我们要献给神。
It refers to the whole body, that means yourself, and to give yourself to God.
所以就是包括我们生命中的方方面面都应该让神来掌管。
That means in everywhere, anything in within us, we are to be given to God.
我们知道了旧约中有献祭的这些礼仪。
We know in the Old Testament, there are sacrificial rituals.
那我们献上的祭物祭牲它是死的。
The sacrifice are dead animals.
然而是分别为圣的，它是完全了属乎神的。
It's also separate to be holy, and it belongs completely to God.
然而呢，我们这些蒙恩得救的人，我们是蒙了神的救赎，乃是出死入生。
And we ourselves are redeemed by God, and we have passed from the death to life.
也是属乎神，就像献上的祭牲一样。
And we are belong to God, just like the sacrifice.
但是呢，我们不是死的，我们是活的。
But we are not dead, we are living.
那么活祭是什么意思呢？
But what do we mean by living sacrifice?
就是我们活在神的面前，凡事要尊主为大，以主的喜乐为我们的喜乐。
That means living in front of God, everything we honor God.We have joy from God's joy.
主所吩咐的我们都要听，不能有任何与神吩咐相对立的心思意念或者是言语行为。
Whatever God commands us, we'll listen. We should not have thoughts, words, or deeds contrary to the command of God.
也就是说，既然生命是属于神的，我们就要让神来完全掌管我们的生命。
That means since life is given by God, God should completely master our life.
就是把我们自己当作一个活的器皿来为神所用，这叫做活祭。
That means we are used by God as a living vessel. That's what it means by living sacrifice.
那保罗在这里说，我们献上这个活祭，而且也是圣洁的。
And Paul says this living sacrifice is holy.
那么圣洁是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by holiness?
那么圣经里面所讲的神之外的这些圣洁是分别为圣，分别出来归属于神。
The holiness talked in Bible that means separate from other things is belong to God.
专为神所用。
It's only for God to be used.
那么神喜欢看到我们这样的一个样子。
God liked us to be this way.
喜悦我们用这样的态度来服侍他。
He delighted us serving him with such a way, such attitude.
所以呢，我们只有知道我们自己是献给神且分别为圣的人，我们才能真正的有善行，能够活在我们从我们生命中活出来。
So only we know that we are given to God to be and consecrated to God, then we can have real good deeds.
因为呢，这样我们才会不再为自己而活，以至于可以奉献我们的一生来侍奉神，来完成神托付给我们生命中的使命。
So only this, we know that we are no longer live by ourselves, and we can offer our life to God and to accomplish His mission.
那么在这里有两件事情呢，我们要经常来提醒我们自己。
So there are two things we need to remind ourselves very often.
第一就是我们是属于神的，不是属于任何其他的人或者其他的这个事物。
First, we belong to God and nothing else.
所以我们就是做事情我们千万不能任意妄为。
So we do not do things arbitrarily.
所以呢，因为这个缘故呢，我们也应当是圣洁的。
Because of this reason, we should be holy.
如果我们的生活不圣洁，我们就是在羞辱神的圣名。
If we live a life not holy, that we are blemishing God's name.
因为神也告诉我们，我们说，神说你们要圣洁。来到神的面前要圣洁，因为他是圣洁的。
God tells us, be holy because I am holy.
那么在这里他也说要你们要这样的侍奉也是理所当然的。
The second one says, this is completely logical.
那么理所当然在这里的意思呢，本意就是完全符合逻辑的意思。
That's what it means. The Chinese, the English translation does not have this word.
那么我们既然得到如此浩大的恩典，出死入生，从神的慈悲得享生命的丰盛。
As we have obtained such a great grace, and we have passed through death to life, and have gained abundant life from His love.
所以呢，我们在逻辑上呢，我们就当一生来侍奉神，时刻听从神的吩咐。
So logically, we should serve the Lord. In all our life and listen to his word moment from moment to moment.
所以神要我们这样做呢，他不是要用我们的善行来交换什么好处。
God is not letting us to exchange benefits from good deeds.
神让我们这样的侍奉，是因为这样的侍奉，这样活出的见证，是我们生命更新的一个重要途径。
God wanted to leave such a testimony.It's an important way for our life changing.
其实也是我们刚才讲到的，就是我们在教会的侍奉的主要的一个目的，就是要让我们的生命来更新，来改变。
So that's also the purpose that we are serving the church. That means to change our life.
那么接下来呢，保罗又给我们提醒我们了，要在侍奉中我们要注意的一件很重要的事情。
The next Paul reminder to observe one important thing.
就是第二节他说
That's
他说不要效法这个世界，只要心意而更新变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良从全可喜悦的旨意。
Verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
那么这里第一句话就是说你们不要效法这个世界。
The first part is do not be conformed to this world.
那么后面又说你们要心意更新而变化。
The second one says be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
所以效法和心意更新改变是两个完全不同的意思。
So there's two words. One is conformed, the other one is transformed by the renewal of your mind.
那么效法呢，在这里的本意就是在外形上的一致。
Be conformed, that means outwardly, you put the shape together.
那么我记得我小时候呢，给我儿子跟女儿呢买过一套玩具。
I remember that when my my children was young, I bought them some toys.
那么大家可能有好多家庭也买过，就是一个塑料盒子上呢，上面呢有很多有这种不同形状，有三角形、四边形、五角形等不同形状的这些开口。
In a plastic box, there may be some entries that has various shapes. Some are triangles, some are quadrilateral, and some are pentagram.
对，他也给了你一堆这些塑料框框，不同形状的。
It also gave you various shape of the plastic piece.
所以你只有把这些一样的形状对住那个口，你才能把它放到这个盒子里面去。
You can only put these pieces into the box.By looking at the same size of the shape,
也就是说，你只能不符合它上面那些的标准，你才能让外面的东西进去。
Only the shape matches, then you can put the piece ticket into the box.
那么，其实我们活在这个世界也很相像。
The way we live in this world is similar.
那么，这个世界有各种不符合圣经教导的原则或者标准。
In this world, there are many principle or standard which is unbiblical.
如果我们按照这些标准我们走的话，我们也就是融入这个世界了。
If we follow this principle or standard, we are actually are conformed to the world.
那我们在教会里面的侍奉，保罗说律法不可以这样。
And Paul warns us that we cannot do this way.
就是说我们不要把世界上的那套东西，那套标准拿到教会里面来，不要效法他们。
We should not bring those standards into the church or could be conformed with those.
我们虽然活在这个世界，但是世界上那些不符合圣经的标准，我们不能去跟随。
Even though we are living in this world, the standard in this world cannot follow.
所以这个世界的价值观是不尊神为大，是一个以自我为中心、以人为本的世界观。
This world has the value thatThe dishonest God and is self-centered.
那么呢，我们呢，就是要按照神的教导来去行，不是按照世界上的教导去做。
So we need to act according to God's teaching and not the value of this world.
那么效法在这里其实的意思呢，就是没有经过认真的思想、思考、考察，就去按照世人所做的方法去行了。
The word be confirmed that also means you doing what the word does without thinking about it.
就是说因为觉得，哎，他这样做我也跟上他这样做嘛。
It's just follow the general patterns.
那比方说，哎，我们不信的人呢，为了这个得到一些好利益好处。
For instance, the unbelievers, if they want to gain certain profits.
那么再贴写一些国家或者什么正式的表格的时候呢，为了满足上面这些的福利好处呢，要求呢，就会贴一些虚假的数字。
When they are asked to fulfill some forms, which is to meet some welfare standard, they fix the numbers.
那么基督徒如果这样做，其实就是在羞辱神的名，我们要认罪悔改。
If a Christian is doing the same way,He's dishonoring God's name.
因为世人可能这样做，但是神的儿女不可以这样做。
The worldly people may be able to do this, but we shouldn't.
那么再比如说，哎，这些同性恋、随意堕胎或者是婚前同居、婚外恋，这些都是神所厌恶的。
And also the other ways, some homosexuality, abortion.Cohabitation before marriage or extramarital affairs, these are detested by God.
那么，如果基督徒如果参与或者支持这些行为，我们也是跟他们也是在犯罪。
If Christians participate or support these activities, that means that we are also commit sins.
还有呢，就是小孩子们也当注意一些事情。
And also, children should be pay attention to.
那么现在呢，这个世界，那么他们在鼓吹一些变性的手术，或者是跨性别的自我认知，其实这些都是悖逆神的罪。
The world is now advocating sex reassignment surgery, boasting on gender gender identification, these are obedient.
所以我们的父母亲一定要在这些方面要来教导我们的小孩，知道这些是神所厌恶的。
So the parents must teach the children that these things are detestable to God.
那么下面他又告诉我们说，只要心意更新而变化。
The next, it says, be transformed by the renewal of our mind.
那么这里的更新而变化和上面的效法，那么完全是不同的意思。
So to be transformed by the renewal of the mind is completely different from to be transformed by the pattern of this world.
所以就像玉琴兄刚才说，那么那个效法呢是 confirm 这个更新变化呢是 transform。
Yeah, one is to be conformed, the other one is to be transformed.
意思就是它这个里面的更新变化呢，它的意思就是内在思想认识上的改变是需要一个过程的。
That means a internal change of your mind. It need a process that change. That it need a process.
而那个效法呢，你拿来就去不加思考就去做去了。
And to be confirmed, that just means you follow.
所以呢，过去，所以过去了，过去了，顺应世俗潮流，是为了我们这个为了是为了自己的利益，随时改变行为、行事为人的标准。
So in the past.Because we want to conform the pattern of this world. For your benefit, you may change the standard at any time.
现在我们是一个新造的人了，所以呢，心思意念，我们就要逐渐来被神来改变，我们的眼睛应该是来这个转朝向神。
But you are created, you are newly created man in God, and your mind should be gradually changed by God, and your eyes should be focused on God.
我们的标准不再是这个世界上人为人这些标准了，我们的标准是圣经里面告诉我们的标准，所以这就是叫心意更新而变化。
And then our standard is no longer by the standard of this world, but by the biblical teaching. And this is what is the transformed by the renewal of our mind.
那这里面心意更新而变化了，其实就是我们的世界观、人生观和价值观的改变。
The renewal of our mind, that means change of the world's view, the life view, or the value view.
比方说我们信主前以为这个世界可能会随着科技的发展和这个技术的发展、科学的发展，人类生活和环境呢会秩序环境会越来越好，哎，直到永远。
For example, before you believe in Christ, you think that this world,it will advance by the new technologies and the human's environment or the ordering will be better and better till forever.
那么信主之后我们才知道这个世界只会越来越败坏，而且有一天它要灭亡的。
And after believing Christ, we know that this world cannot be better. And it can only be worse and worse andperish one day.
那么信主以前呢，我们人生的意义和价值，我们可能就是就是为了赚更多的钱来满足我们各样的需要。
And before you believe, you may think that the meaning of our life or the value is to making more money to satisfy your own need.
那么信主之后才知道我们的人生的意义和价值，如果我们这样子就是荣耀神，让主的心意来得到满足，不是满足我们自己的心意。
And after you believe, and the meaning of a life is to glorify God and let our heart to be pleasing to God.
所以呢，心意更新而改变呢，就是里面包括就是，这个世界上现在发生很多形形色色可能过去没有的事情，我们看见了，不能就直接跟随去做，我们要认真的来思想这些是不是符合圣经的真理。
So to be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that means if you see some worldly patterns, you do not follow immediately. You would think whether it's consistent with the biblical teaching.
那么现在到这儿呢，我也想到一件事，就是大家现在可能好多弟兄姐妹，尤其这个在经常上网络什么的，会知道现在有一种讲法叫元宇宙的这么一种讲法。
Okay, that reminds me something that today, in the internet world, there's a concept of what is what meta universe. Yeah, thank you.
那么我正好的前几个月呢，我就是专门听过一些牧师呢，就是我们在一起讨论这节，就关于原有之道就它是一个什么样的一个事情。
A few weeks ago, I talked some pastors about this meta universe.
那么其实我们可以想一想，神赐给我们的教会，其实就是我们这样的一起在一起的敬拜，这样才是神的教会。
Let me think about it. The church is what God gave to us.
是真实的人在一起。
It's real men meeting together.
而约语咒里面，他讲到了，认每个人都是一个虚假的一个 avatar。
But in the metal universe, everything is virtual.
而且里面可能还会有牧师，还会有受洗，有讲，有这些一起的这些聚会。
So there may be gathering on in the virtual world. There's pastor and even baptism.
我们如果按照圣经的教导，我们可以来思想一下，这些是不是符合圣经？
We can think about according to the Bible whether this is real.
圣经是让我们真真实实的一群人在一起，哪怕我们现在有网络在一起，我们也有这种的敬拜哦。我们在疫情期间，但是我们是真实的知道，我们这是一群神的儿女，真真实实在这里。我们知道你是谁，他是谁。
The Bible is actually teaching us by meeting physically or even during our online worship, these real people getting together.
所以大家可以关于这些方面，大家可以自己真的按照圣经一起来思想一下，看这些里面，如果元宇宙里面他们别的我们先不谈，就是元宇宙里面这些，还是这里面也可以讲到，可以敬拜，可以在里面做一些教会的工作，我们可以一起来思想。这些是不是符合神的心意？是不是圣经的教导？
I wish you can spend some time to think about according to the biblical teaching.
那么我们的心意呢，也就是我们的三观、世界观、人生观和价值观，来如何更新改变才是正确的呢？
So our mind is our worldly views and the life, our life value andSorry, life view and value views.
那么后面他就说，就是要查验何为神的善良、从全和喜悦的旨意。
So what kind of renewal would need to be correct? That means to test and discern what is the will of God.
那么怎么样来查验呢？
So how to test or discern?
就是要照着主的话我们去做，照着主的命令我们去遵行。
That it means to act according to God's word.And to obey God's command.
我们遵行之后，我们翻过来，我们就会知道。
After that, God will let us know.
那么善良、从全和可喜悦的，那就是指一种在道德和属灵上无瑕疵的一种生命样式。
Goodness, perfectness, and acceptability means a moral or spiritually impeccable life.
那么就像在旧约中献给神的这些祭牲。所以这里是指基督徒当追求圣洁的生活。
Like the sacrifice offered to God in the Old Testament, that means the godly life that every Christian should live.
所以呢，透过在教会中的侍奉，我们得救的生命才能被神来改变。
So our life can be changed only through the service in the church.
所以只有经历这些改变，我们才会体会到这位神。他真的是如此的良善从全，他的旨意也是这样的美善。
Only through these changes, then we can experience that God is so good and so perfect.
所以我们经历过神这些美善、这些改变的人，我们的弟兄姐妹，我们一定就会感受到诗篇三十四章八节所告诉我们的。
Only through the tasting the good will.That God is so beautiful, then we can also taste what is described in Psalm 34.
他说：“你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。”
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him.
那我们怎么样才能尝到主恩的滋味呢？
How can we taste the Lord's grace?
那么一种重要的方式就是在教会的群体里面。我们参与侍奉，来听从神的命令。
A importance is in the church community, we obey God's command and serve each other.
那么通过彼此搭配和彼此相爱的服侍，生命被主来更新改变。
And through our mutual coordination and love, so our life can be renewed.
我们就会知道我们所信的是一位又真又活的马以我恩典之神。
And we can taste what we believe, what is true and alive, God full of grace.
那我们下面就看我们后面的最后一第二点，就是我们的侍奉呢也要按照恩赐来服侍我们的神。
Next item is serving God according to our gifts.
那么这是第三节到第八节。
This is what verse 3 through 8.
我们先看第三节，他说我凭着所赐我的恩对于你们个人说，不要看自己过于所看的，就是当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看的合乎中道。
Verse 3, for the grace given to me, I say to everything among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment.Each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned.
那么这里保罗说的所赐的恩特就他这里面特指保罗他做使徒传扬神话语的这个职分。
So the by grace, the grace talk here, that means the position that God gave Paul to be an apostle and also preach the word of God.
所以这是神给保罗的一个特殊的恩典。
And this is a special gift that God given to Paul.
那么保罗这样讲是要告诉这个教会的信徒，他这样讲是有从神而来的权柄。
Paul talked this way is to tell the disciples of the church he has the authority from God.
就如同神自己讲话一样。
The same authority that God talked himself.
所以他这里的意思就是说，我这样讲不是出于自己，是因为我是神的使者，哎，我要将神所吩咐我的来吩咐给你们。
His meaning is, I talk not out of myself, because I'm a messenger of God, so I will command you with what God command me.
那么这里面说，不要看自己过于所当看的。
It also says, not think of himself.More highly than he ought to think.
那么这是保罗劝勉我们不要有任何的骄傲，而要总要谦卑受教。
So Paul exhorts us that it's very important to be humble.
那么不要有一点恩赐，有一点点的服侍的果效，就变得骄傲了。
And we don't be proud with a little blessing or with a little gift or this any result of the service.
他说不要这样，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
He says we must think with sober judgment each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned.
所以这里面的说神所赐个人信心的大小，这个里面的信心它不是指那个得救的信心。
The faith here is not the faith that saves.
而是指我们运用神恩赐的这个信心。
It means the faith that you use the gift.
要知道各样的恩赐都是神给我们的，因此我们可以靠着神有信心的、有把握的去把我们的这些恩赐来活出来、运用出来。这是指这个信心。
Because every gift is given by God, so we can with God's help, so we have confidence to use the gift.And this is the faith that we're talking about.
所以他说，我们不要自高自大，不要看自己过于所当看的。
So Paul talks about don't be arrogant, don't think overestimate your the thing you have.
要在神所赐给我们的这个信心里面，我们看见神给我们的是什么。
So we must identify what God gave us by the faith that assigned to.
那么合乎中道呢，就是指我们要严肃认真清醒的来认识我们自己，来评估我们自己。
To think with sober judgment, that means you seriously estimate value yourself.
所以既不要看自己过高，也不可看自己太低。
Don't think yourself too high and also don't lower yourself.
那么太高就会使我们骄傲自高自大。
If you overestimate, that can make us arrogant and pride.
而太低呢，又会使我们畏缩不前，不敢为神所用。
But if we underestimate, that can make us timid and afraid to be used by God.
所以本来有一些服事是可以做的，但是因为自己看自己太低，就不去做去。
You can do things, originally, but because you underestimate, so you are afraid to do it.
其实神赐给我们每一位弟兄姐妹最少有几样恩赐，我们就是把这些恩赐活出来，那才是神的心意。
And we know that God definitely give you some gifts. All you need to do is use this gift.
那我们接着，小保罗在第四节到第五节，那么告诉我们这些恩赐的一个类比。他说：“正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。”
Verse 4 through 5, Paul, doing the simulation of the various gifts. For as is one body, we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, through many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another.
那么这里的肢体的字面意思就是指我们身体上所有的这些器官。
So the members, literally means all parts in our body.
那么一个身体有很多的肢体，每个肢体都有自己独特的功用，没有任何一个可以代替其他的。
A body has many parts. Every part has its own function. There's nothing else than other parts can replace.
所以我们的手不能代替脚，我们的眼睛也不能代替耳朵鼻子。
The hand cannot replace foot, and eye cannot replace nose.
而事实上是所有的肢体都是通过神经跟我们的大脑联系起来，还受大脑统一指挥，大家一起工作，搭配协调，才能形成我们整个的身体。
All parts are connected to the brain through nerves and are under the unified command of the brain. Everything cooperate and work together to form the whole body.
所以呢，神把我们发置在一起，与基督相连，形成教会，也就是主的身体。
So God put us together to be connected to Christ.To be formed a church, that means the body of Christ.
所以我们常常说教会是一个有机体，是一个有生命的。
So we often say, church is a living body.
因为它是从都是由神所给予赐予永生的一群人组成的。
Because it consists of all the people with forever living.
而其他任何人的组织，它是只是一个组织而已，是没有生命的，是死的。
And this is different from other organization, which is just the people, and it can be considered dead.
那么在教会里面，恩赐不分大小。
In the church, the gifts are not, there's no difference in terms of importance.
那么每个人的恩赐也不尽相同。
The gifts for everybody is not the same.
所以呢，谁也不能代替谁，而却要互相尊重，彼此搭配，一起。顺服我们的元首基督。
It cannot replace each other. They must mutually respect and working together to obey the head of our Christ.
那么保罗呢，接着就列举了教会中信徒得到的几种不同的恩赐。
Next, Paul enumerates various of gifts that the church disciple receives.
当然了，这些恩赐只是保罗列出来的一些，可还他不是全部列出来。
They are not complete, just some of them.
所以他只是透过这些恩赐来劝勉我们每位信徒，我们都当站在自己的这个地位上，来把他自己的力量，来这个行他自己的本分。
So he just exhort every believer to stand his own position and perform his own duty according to his own strength.
我们就去看一下保罗列出这些恩赐来。所以他说，按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言。就当照着信心的程度所预言，或做执事就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导，或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
Verse 6 through 8, having gifts that differs according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion of our faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in generosity. The one who leads, with zeal. The one who does act of mercy, with cheerfulness.
那么保罗首先告诉我们，各种恩赐都是神所赐的，不是靠我们自己的努力赚来。
Paul first tells us, gifts are given by God. It's not what we work to gain. It's the purpose.
所以呢，他赐给我们这些恩赐，为的是在教会一起成长，建立神的教会。
So that for the body.We can grow together and establish God's church.
所以我们谁也没有自夸的资格，都是从主所领受的。
Nobody should boast himself. It's all coming from God.
所以这里的预说，他说说预言的恩赐，这里面呢可能包含两层的意思。
The word prophesies may contain two meanings.
那么一方面是指前。能够这个提前说出未来将要发生的一些危险。
On one hand, it can be saying something to foretell the danger ahead of time.
那么比如说在使徒行传里面，我们现在正在考察，那么有圣灵感动一些这个信徒，预言有饥荒会发生，也预言说保罗会被捆绑，那么这些其实最后都得到了应验。
For example, what we have learning in the book of Acts,There's somebody prophesizing that there will be starvation, and also some disciple was telling Paul that he will be bound in chain, and all this has actually happened.
那么这里面的预言还有另一层意思，就是指能对是把能对神的话进行清楚严谨的解释的这个恩赐。
The other possible explanation of the prophesying.Can be the gift of clear and rigorous interpretation of the word of God.
那么这段经文里面呢，它有好几个地方用了“专一”这个词。
There are a few places that Chinese translation is doing uniquely.
那么其实这里这个“专一”呢，它都这里面都是指认真用心的去做这件事情。
That means we are doing things decently or rigorously.
它不是指你只能做这件事情。
That doesn't mean you only can do this.
所以呢，这里面他说做执事要做专一执事。
So when he says, if you are deacons, you do it, how do I say, in serving in our service.
所以呢，这里面的这个执事呢，其实准确的翻译其实。我一说执事，我们就觉得好像是执事做执事的这个服事了。其实这个里面执事准确就是指的服事的意思。
So the word, the Chinese translation here, is translated deacons, but the actual meaning, the correct translation should be service.
对，是确实对。那么所以呢，新译本上就把这句话译得更准确，它译成就是服事人的就应当照着恩赐去服事。
That's why ESV Chinese says.If service serving according to your gift,
所以呢，接下来保罗就教导我们如何使用神赐我们的这些方方面面的恩赐。
Next, Paul teach us what we ought to do to use God's gift.
那么他在首先说，做教导的就当专一教导。
The one who teaches in his teaching.
那么意思就是有教导恩赐的，就要把神的话语清清楚楚的讲出来，使人能够听得明白。
That means if you have the gift of teaching, you should interpret God's word clearly so that whoever listens can understand.
所以我们已经现在有了新旧约整本的圣经。
We already have the complete Old and New Testament.
所以神的启示，关于旧约的启示已经是完全的全备了。
So all the truth is revealed by the Bible.
所以今天我们不能说，我再发明一套新的真理出来。
So nobody can say that I have created a new truth.
我们是要靠着神，靠着这个圣灵的帮助，我们是要把已经圣经启示出来的真理，我们来能够清楚的跟人来讲得明白。
So we we revealed the, we explained the truth that's revealed to us with the help of Holy Spirit. This is what we mean by teaching.
所以这是里面，这是这个里面教导的一个意思。
And this is the meaning of teaching.
就是不是说是让你去在圣经的基础之圣经之外，你再添加一些你认为的是一些真理。
That doesn't mean that you are to write another Bible in addition to what you have.
而是让你教导是把圣经中的真理用普通人能明白的话，把它解释的清楚明白。
That means you explain the Bible to the word that people can understand.
也要劝勉人去遵行。
And also exhort people to obey.
其实这也就是下面说的，就是说或确话的就当专一确话。
So that's the same as the one who exhorts in his exhortation.
所以这里面的确话跟那个教导呢，其实也有一些相似的意思。
So there's a similarity between the word teaching and exhort.
那么但是确话呢，它重点放在就做辅导或者劝勉人或者鼓励人。
The emphasis is counseling or encouraging people.
一些人在遇到了难处或者遇到了一些挑战的时候，我们就是用神的话语去来安慰他，去劝勉他。
So when people are facing weak or have a sad feeling, so we can support and comfort them.
那么说服他能够回到正确的神的道上。
So to persuade them to return to the right path.
那么如果他真的是这个离弃神的道，那么就要劝勉他早日的来回头。
So if he stay away from God's word, so we persuade them to return.
那么这里面的施舍就当诚实。
The one who contributes in generosity.
那么这个施舍的呢，他也是一方面指捐出自己钱财的人。
The one who contributes, on one hand, can be someone who donate their own property.
那么另一方面也指这些，包括那些协助，把教会的一些爱心奉献，分配给这些有需要的人。
It also can include those who help to distribute the offerings of others.
所以当你是做这些方面的事情之后，就要这个里面让你就要诚实。
So you must act honestly when you are assigned to contribute.
也就是说，你自己这个奉献或者你分配这些。这个教会的爱心分，你要有一个动机，从政的动机。
So you donate or you are distributing the donations, so you must acting honestly.
当你做这些服事的时候，做这些事情，那都要检讨自己有没有任何这些偏心或者不良的动机。
So when you're doing these things, you must examine yourself whether you.Have any bad motivation or impartiality?
因为这些我们可能别人不知道，但是神都知道。
Because only God knows.
那这里面治理的就当殷勤。
The one who leads with zeal.
那么就是指那些被神指派来治理教会的人。
That means those who are called and assigned to.Lead the church.
那么这里面主要就是指教会中的长老或者是执事。
These people are mainly about the deacons and elders.
所以他们管理与治理教会，并执行教会的这些惩戒、纪律。
They lead and administer the church, and also carry out the discipline of the church.
那么所以呢，这些人呢要这个为神负责，要认真殷勤的去做，要努力细心的去做。
So they must be responsible and also doing this diligently.
那么这里面最后面最后他说怜悯人的就当甘心。
The one who has mercy with cheerfulness.
我们大部分人可能真的有怜悯之心。
Many people in among us may be merciful.
所以我们一次性的怜悯的工作我们可能很容易去做。
Maybe it's not difficult to do one thing which is merciful.
但是如果你每次如果你经常做这个怜悯性的这些事情，其实就不是一件容易的事情。
But you practice that acting of merciless and very often it's not that easy.
而且呢你做了怜悯这些方面的工作之后呢， 受怜悯的人如果没有正确的回应你想你盼望的那种回应，你还是不是继续做呢？
Especially when the people who get the merciless who not responded correctly, are you still willing to do?
所以保罗这里面让我们说，你们要做这一些事情，就要抱着一种态度，就是要甘心乐意。
That's why Paul says we do it with cheerfulness.
所以就是说，甘心就是说我心里愿意这样做。我是为主做的，不是为人做的，人的回应不是那么重要。
That means I'm doing cheerfully and willingfully and we are doing in front of God. Whatever people's response is not that important.
所以大家可能有时候也遇到这类事情，就是有时候你出于爱心去帮助一个人。
And sometimes you may encounter the situation that out of love you help people.
那么这个人可能在背后又说污蔑你的话，那你会怎么想呢？
But the same person may speak slanders behind your back.
所以唯一的方法就是你做这一切就要甘心乐意，你要忍受恨这些各样的这些东西。
So in this way, we should be cheerful, otherwise it's hard to continue.
因为你做呢是为神做，你不是为了让人说你怎么好。
Because you are doing this not to gain something from people, and you are doing for God.
但是翻过来讲，我们如果是帮助一位有难处或者是经历这个各种痛苦的人
，On the other hand, if you are helping some people, a sick person,
如果这个人看到你服侍他的时候，或者你帮助他的时候，啊，你表情愁眉苦脸或者非常的勉强。
If we see yourself, you have an expression of scolding or reluctant.
那么这可能会让他不但不感到安慰，可能让他更加的伤心。
This way, you may not help the people by comforting, but you may make him even more sad.
所以呢，我们做这些方面怜悯方面的是这个服侍的时候、侍奉的时候呢，我们真的要抱着一种甘心的态度。不管怎么样，要表达出这种真的热情、这种的爱、这种的怜悯之心。
So when we do the work of mercy, we must do it cheerfully and willingly.
那么今天的信息呢，我们就是从两个方面，我们来看到神所喜悦的侍奉，我们当有的态度。
So to conclude today's message, we have seen two aspects that so if we are serving the God.We should have a correct attitude.
我们一是要一方面要把我们自己当作活祭来献给神。
One is we are to sacrifice ourselves as a living sacrifice.
也就是在参与教会各样的侍奉的时候，要有一个完全顺服圣经教导的态度。
That means when we participate various of service in the church, we must have a complete obedient attitude.
所以把神的心意放在首位，把我们自己呢放在一边。
And put ourselves aside, but put God's teaching first.
所以二是要照着自己的恩赐，我们来服侍神。
Secondly, is to serve the Lord according to the gift God given to us.
也就是要把我们自己的恩赐充分的发挥出来，不高估，我们也不低估，要看自己要合乎中道。
That means we are to give full play of our gifts, neither overestimate nor underestimate.
所以呢，我们每位神的儿女，每位弟兄姐妹，我们各自都有神给我们的恩赐。
So every children of God has his own gift.
所以恩赐呢，不是叫我们自高自大，也不是叫我们凸显自己的才干来赢得人的掌声。
Gift is not to make us arrogant or boastful. It's nor it is meant.Highlights our talents and receive applause from others.
所以恩赐呢，都是按照神按照他自己的心意来赐给我们每个人的。
Gifts are gifted to each one of us according to God's will.
那么神赐给我们不同的恩赐，乃是让我们彼此搭配起来，来彼此来建造。
God gave us gifts so that we can work together to build each other.
所以呢，当保罗讲到生命更新的时候，他总是谈到每个人的恩赐。
So when Paul says the renewal of mind, and he talk about the gifts.
然后他就谈到恩赐怎么样来用。
And how the gift can be used.
在教会中的服侍该当怎么样搭配。
how we work together in the service, in the serving, in the church.
所以呢，我们只有在服事中，我们的属灵生命才能被主所建造，被主所更新，真正成为一个新造者。
Only in serving can our spiritual life be built up and renewed by the Lord as a new created people.
因为也只有在服事的过程中，我们才会看到我们过去我们看不到自己的那一方面。
Only doing this, we can see the things we cannot see before.
那么有了这样的认识呢，我们在教会里面服事，我们就不容易受伤害。
With this kind of understanding, we will not be easily hurt when we serve in the church.
我们也会在服事中就会能够蒙主的所喜悦。
And our service will be accepted by the Lord.
那么这样呢，我们一起服事彼此搭配，我们各自的属灵生命，我们才会真正的更新改变，才会成长。
By working together, our spiritual life will be truly renewed and exchanged and grows.
那么大约神呢，给我们每一位弟兄姐妹，让我们真的是把自己献给神当作活祭，让我们真的按照神赐给我们的恩赐来彼此搭配，彼此服侍。
When God encourage us so that we are willing to offer ourselves as living sacrifice and also work each other in our service.To use our gifts wisely.
让我们在服事的过程中，让我们各自的生命能够得到更新改变，能够讨神的喜悦。
So that our life will be renewed and exchanged and be pleasing to God in our service.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you to praise you and thank you.
主，感谢你把我们不同的人你召聚在一起，来到教会一同来服事。
We thank you. You ask our each different people in the church to serve for you.
主，你把我们放置在一起，乃是为了让我们能够活出主你的样子。
You put us together so that we can live a way that in your likeness.
是让我们不但完成主你交托我们事工，更让我们的生命得到更新改变。
Not only we can accomplish the ministry, but also we can transfer ourselves according to the renewal of our mind.
主，就求主你帮助我们每位弟兄姐妹能够真正的来认识到我们自己你给我们的恩赐。
May you help us to understand the gifts you have given us.
让我们能够靠着你的恩典，能够把这些恩赐能够运用在我们在教会在平日的生活中。
With the grace, we can use the gifts you have given us.
能够彼此搭配，一同来建造主你的教会。
To work together to edify each other.
也让我们的生命能够一起来成长。
And our life can grow.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.